Hey guys, welcome to the Martial and Healing Arts channel. I'm Rafe Kelly, founder of Evolve Move Play. I'm extremely excited to be sponsoring this channel. Martial and Healing Arts have been key aspects of embodiment and self-cultivation for thousands of years. I have some of my best friends in the industry, Rory Miller, Matt Thornton, Edward Hines, presenting here, and I'm really excited to share what they have to say with you guys. You're gonna love it. So Evolve Move Play is an ecology of practices of movement, mindfulness, nature connection, and community. And within the movement, we have a big emphasis on moving in nature and being able to do parkour. We also like to lift weights and throw things around, but there's a huge aspect of martial arts, and I've been training martial arts since I was 6 years old. So it's really exciting to be able to sponsor this channel in particular. If you're interested in my work, check out my talks on the Main Stage and the Movement Anatomy channel. If you can't get to either of those live, you can check us out at Rafe Kelly on Instagram, get all your awesome embodiment giveaways, and for now, just enjoy this amazing channel. It's gonna be an awesome show.
Thank you, Sochi. Would you like to take the stage and introduce yourself shortly and then do your session?
Sure, no problem. Good afternoon, everyone that is here. It's great to have you. It's great to be here. And I appreciate the invitation of coming back to the Empowerment Conference. As I was introduced, my name is Sochi. Been practicing for over four decades of various arts, including Tai Chi, Aikido, leadership embodiment, and on and on. I'm a master teacher, and I'm also the founder of Tenesu. Tenesu is what we do is develop wellness programs and infrastructure in Africa, as well as the founder for Tai Chi Africa. Engaging and empowering African communities for holistic movement, practice, and healing modalities. So let's go over what I'm going to do, kind of creating an overview to keep myself on track. And so what we're gonna do is we're gonna go overview of terms and ideologies that I'm going to be talking about. We're going to talk about movements for movements, what that is, and we're going to do some movement, obviously. So we're going to do a little bit of Qigong to get our energy up. We're going to do some silk reeling, which is relaxing our body and getting our body to move. We're going to do a tapping exercise, which is fun and also is energizing, as well as releasing trauma and stress from the body. I'm going to introduce five movements of Mu'i Tai Chi and the affirmations that go along with it. Okay? So let's move on to terms and ideologies. So this is an embodiment conference. And, you know, I thought, you know, I said, you know, last time I taught this class, I didn't really go into terms. So what, you know, the physical practices that we have is a representation or expression of something that is tangible or visible. And sometimes it's a component of tangibility of the invisible, okay? So let's, some of the tools in which we're going to be using of unlocking the hidden treasures within, and these are just really in any practice of any internal practice, these are the things that we need. First and foremost, we need intention. And intention is a stream of consciousness that galvanizes the universe and provides you focus for what you are accomplishing in the world. And then meditation, an inner stillness practice, and alignment, which allows us to become a conduit to the flow of energy that flows in inward and outwardly. Without alignment, we're, you know, it's like a broken electrical connection. So we need alignment, and we'll be covering that as well. And then breath. Breath is the major key that unlocks the inner door. We cannot get to our level of authenticity without the breath. And so we'll go through that. Then training. Now, I make a distinction between training and practice. One of my teachers would tell us that training is what we do in safe places, our dojos, our practice halls, our studios. Practice, on the other hand, is the thing that we do out in the world. So when we speak about movements for movements, we do these movements so we can actually do real work movements out in the world. Okay. And then we have integration, which is one of the main components, because sometimes there's a disconnect between how we train and actually stepping into the practice in our real life situation. So integration is very important, to integrate our training and our practice and all these skill sets that are important to unlocking the hidden doors within us as something that we take out into life in our movements for change. This is a little strange because I'm not used to just talking to myself, but that's okay. If you feel free to raise your hand so she can unlock and so I can see you, and that would be great. I see Kathleen is raising her hand, so it would be great to see you. Thank you. I see two, yeah, that's perfect. All right, so what is Tai Chi? Tai Chi is many things. So for me, this is a dance with the divine. This is how we connect. It's a to the universal oneness. It is a moving meditation. It is medicine in motion, a journey through self-actualization, and an art of inner and outer self-defense. So it does have that component. And I like to push this a little further than those definitions. I like to think of Tai Chi is yoga, right? It is a mind, body, spirit practice, and depending on your practice, right? And the word itself literally means the grand ultimate. So that takes us back to the universal oneness that all of these practices talk about. So that's why I say this is a yoga, okay? So try to get through the talking part and so we can get to the movement part. So what is Mu Yi Tai Chi? So the word Mu Yi, first and foremost, means fearless, right? Fearlessly stepping into our life. Being courageous, even when there is uncertainty. All right, so this is a 10-step form. We're gonna only cover 5 of those forms today as an introduction. And it was developed by Roshi Dogi Kao in Hawaii. He took the Yang family style 108 and condensed it into 10 movements, right? And the reason he did that is condensing it to 10 movements because, one, he was a Zen priest. And so he noticed that the students got caught up into the physical movement and not in the meditation. So he wanted to move obstacles out of the way so the student would have a physical practice but maintain the main intention of meditation and stillness. Okay, it has developed over the years. So if you look up Mu Yi, you may find some classical movements of seeing Roshi Kao actually doing it. But as it, my teacher was Roshi Wong, and she had a different approach because she used to use this art as part of her training to social change people, and where she used this as one of the many practices in her training. So for me, Tai Chi Qigong or Mu Yi Qigong is a contemporary and an integrated movement practice designed to nourish the spirit and establish balance, joy, and well-being. It is also a movement for movements. And what that means is that whatever, wherever your station in life, this is a practice to move yourself forward and help bring about change in the world. So it's more than just the physical that we see. It has more practical applications. Unfortunately, we won't be able to cover all of those. Okay. So I think I've done my due diligence of giving you the terms of what this is. And if you have any questions, this is a great place to ask the question of anything that I've covered before we start going into the movement practice. We have a small group here. This is perfect. Any questions?
No questions on chat yet. And I think panelists, do you have questions? No.
Okay, all right. So let us begin with some move. So what we're gonna do now is we're gonna move into the physical movement aspect. So I'm gonna get up. And you're all willing to join me. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna start off with some Qigong movement. Actually, I think I'm gonna reverse that a little bit. We're gonna start off with a tapping exercise to kind of warm us up. So just bring your feet hip width apart, your feet parallel, soften your knees, and on the out breath, breathe your hands up. Softly and gently, slowly relaxing, breathing the hands up, up over the head. And once you get them over your head, come up onto your toes. And breathing in, and now coming down towards face, still on your toes, finding your balance, and reaching out. And let's hold it for a moment, breathing in, and breathing out. Now allow the heels to come to the earth, and touching the earth with your palms, or which, however far you can go, shake your body a little bit, bringing your hands to the side of your ankles. And now we're gonna tap up along our meridian. So we'll do this slowly first. And each tap, we're gonna go ha. So you're gonna go ha, 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 ha. Then taking your bird beats and bringing them to your chest and ha. All right, you got that? Perfect, excellent. So let's do that two more times. You please use your voice. You don't have to turn on your microphone for this, but using the voice and tapping allows us to release the stress and tension in our body. And if you've suffered trauma, or if, for example, if you are going know that you're going to go into a traumatic situation or a challenging situation, this is a perfect thing to do before you go into that situation or afterwards. I've had a lot of my students have come back and says, you know, I did this. I had a tough conversation with my boss and I wanted this. And it just totally relaxed me, so I could step into my own power. So let's do this two more times, taking a deep breath in. Raising our hands over our heads, reaching for the sky, pulling yourself out of the pelvic girdle. Now, folding the waist, almost like a tabletop, and hold it for a minute. And then coming all the way down, touching the earth, and breathe. Bringing your hands to your ankle, and let us begin to tap. Ha, 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 ha. Very good. If you're smiling, that's great, because when you're smiling, you're releasing endorphins. And so if you have any pain in your body or just, you know, some knots here and there, you should start feeling a release. So this next time that we're going to do this, we're going to really, at the end, we're going to just really, 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 really shake. And this is something that we've witnessed in nature. There's been several books on the psychology of dealing with trauma, in which when we can shake our bodies, we can release instead of holding on to the trauma that is typically habitual for humans in general. So here we go. Breathing your hands up. Taking a deep breath, coming up on your toes, pulling yourself out of the pelvic girdle. Now, coming down, folding like a table, softly and gently, staying on your toes for a moment, and now softly and gently coming down, touching the earth. And let yourself hang for a minute. You can go side to side. And now bringing your hands to your ankles and let us tap. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha. And how do you feel? Everybody good? All right, great. It's one of my favorite things to do because it really just releases all the tension in the body. All right, so let's, we're gonna do a little Qigong. We're gonna do it with breath. And so this will be a kind of meditation and getting our energy aligned. So I'm gonna step back a little bit so you can see my feet, okay? Just for a moment. So our feet are hip width apart. Everybody can see my feet, I hope. Feet are hip width apart, okay? And this is just a side note. A lot of times we get used to sitting on our heels. It's the way our shoes are designed. And so what we really want to do is be centered. So from the side, I want you to shift your weight towards the ball of the foot. Now the ball of the foot has a meridian point there that's called the bubbling well. This activates energy to come up the body. So from here, if you find yourself sitting on your heels, notice this slight slant. And habitually, I would think this would be standing straight. But through practice, shifting our weight to the center, we should be on the ball of our foot. And then we want to lengthen the crown of our head as if suspended by a string. This lengthening and bringing the pelvic underneath creates an alignment or a conduit so energy can flow to and fro. So, okay? So this is really important to have that. So here I am standing, lengthening. Okay, so we're gonna start off with the most basic movement of Tai Chi and Qigong. And this is called Wu Ji. Wu Ji is a state of nothingness. Wu Ji to Tai Chi. So here we go. Take a deep breath in. And on the out breath, allow the hands to float up. Softly and gently. Feel the air around you. Allow the air around you to lift up your hands. Staying in alignment. Now breathe in as your hands come towards the chest. And then soften the knees and breathe out. Allow the hands to come back to the side. We'll do this three more times. Take a deep breath in. Crown of the head to the sky, relax your shoulders, breathe, take a deep breath in, and on the out breath, allow the hands to float up, softly and gently. Breathing the hands up. Breathing in, moving your hands towards the shoulders, and then breathing out. Allow the hands to drift down as if floating on a cushion of air. Soften the knees. One more time. Take a deep breath in. Lengthen. And on the out breath, breathing out slowly and gently. Allow the hands to float up. Not in the race. Breathing in. Bring the hands in. And down. Softly and gently. This time, letting your hands stay in front of you as if there was like a table. Lengthen with dignity from above, pulling yourself out of the pelvic girdle. Relax the brow, soften the jaw. Place the tip of the tongue to the roof of the mouth and breathe. Now take the right hand down as if dipping your left hand, sorry, as if dipping for water. Turn your waist softly and gently. Turn your waist to the side. Again, gathering the energy from the earth. Turning the waist only, not the hips. Turn your waist. Allow the hand to slowly drift down, gather the energy, and turning the waist. Great. Now let's add the other hand. Right hand gathers the energy from the earth. Now turning the waist, right hand up, left hand down. Breathe. Turn your waist. Breathing in. Left hand down, right hand up. Turn the waist. Breathe out. Right hand down, left hand up. Turn your waist, breathing in. Going to the other side, breathe out. Left hand up, right hand up. Turn your waist, breathing in. Two more. Breathe out. Right hand down, left hand up. Turn your waist, breathe in. And breathe out. Coming back to center, holding the ball. Turn it over, bring the hands up and down. Soften the knees. Both hands go out. Gathering the energy from the earth, aligning yourself with the Dantian or the ground chakra. Taking a deep breath in. And a deep breath out. Gathering the energy from the universe. Allow that energy to flow over and through you. restoring and replenishing. Soften the knees. Allow the hands to go out to the side, then gathering the energy from the earth once more. Out breath. In breath. Out breath. Gather the energy one more time. Sending the energy out. And then coming back. Back to the beginning. Open the hands out to the side. This time, coming back to the center. Shift your weight. Make sure you're on the ball of the foot. Bring your hands up softly and gently. And on the out breath, this time out to the side. In. Out. In. Out. And let your hands sort of fall to the side. And I want you to step out with your left foot. Bring your left fist on your chest and let it lightly. So we're going to open, with this practice, we're going to open up the shoulder joints, getting synovial fluids to the joints. We're going to loosen the hip a little bit. So watch me first. So let me get up close so you can see what's going to happen. Is what we're going to do is going to sit back in the back foot and then turn our waist, rolling back, sitting. And then we're going to shift our way forward back to the beginning. So let's just try that one part. Here we go. Sit back into your right foot or your right foot. Turn your waist, reaching back with the elbow. Turn around, coming back to front. Good. Let's try it again. Sit back into shifting your weight. Turn your waist. And back. This is really good for loosening up the shoulders. At the same time, doing this twist, we are taking the toxins out of the body. So sit back, sitting back into the back foot, and forward. Good. Let's switch feet. Again, sit back into the back foot, turn your waist. Breathing in, taking a deep breath, breathing out. In, sit back into the back foot like sitting in a chair. Out. In. And back. All right, let's switch one more time. We're going to add a little, you know, I like scaffolding. And so we're going to add a little bit more difficulty to it. So what we're going to do, watch me. So you can see my feet. So this time we're going to roll back. And once we roll back, we're going to pick up our foot. And then we'll set it down. Roll back. It doesn't have to be high. And pick up the foot, finding balance, and then roll forward. Everybody got that? Good. All right. All right, here we go. Left hand, left foot. Sit back into your back foot. rotate your waist, pick up your right foot just a little bit, finding your balance, and then rolling forward. Sit back, turn the waist, pick up your left foot, and whichever foot you have forward, and back. One more time, establishing a sense of balance and coming back. All right, let's do the other side. Breathe. Sit back as if sitting in a chair. Turn your waist, pick up your foot, just really lightly for the first time. Then bring it up. That way we're testing our balance, rolling our waist, pick up, and roll back. Two more times, sit back, pick up our foot, and roll back. One more time, sit back, turn the waist, opening heart, lung, squeezing the toxins out of the kidney. All right, how's everybody? Everybody good? Perfect. All right, so now we're gonna do one more Qigong exercise and then we're gonna be moving into Muyi. And I'll give you a little bit explanation about that. So this one's, we're just gonna just start off rolling our shoulders and relaxing. Come up on our toes, and as we come up on our with our shoulders, we come up and then down. Up, up on our toes, rolling our shoulders back. Up, rolling the shoulders back. Good. Up and rolling the shoulders back. And then taking yourself side to side, or just allowing the hands to rotate softly and gently. And step out a little bit wider. And now just bring your hands down and up. Down and up. Down and up. Down and up. And coming back to center. Good, shake it out. Okay, one more Qigong exercise. I love this exercise. It can be done in a number of different ways. In the old days, we used to have two cups of water and we would do this exercise and as a beginner, you would spill the water or sometimes the teacher would give you balls and you would drop the balls. So what we're gonna do, we're gonna lift up our left hand, my right, your left. And then we're gonna bring it across the body. And we're gonna focus our intention is that we have a cup of water in our hand. So you don't want that cup to spill. So we're gonna bring the hand across the body, underneath and out, shift the weight. Still looking at that cup of water. Well, bring your hand around, lifting over the head, rotating back and around. Good. You can place your other hand on your belly, keep your balance. All right, we're going to do that two more times, one way, and coming across the body, around. Out, over, that feels so good, and back. One more time this direction, again, paying attention, holding that cup of water, extending it out, reaching across the body, opening up the waist and the hip and back. Good. Now bring the other the hand onto the belly, extend the opposite hand. Don't want to be one-sided. It's all about balance, turning the waist. Extending the hand out. Turn your waist. Reaching back. Again. Turn. Out, shifting the weight. Coming back. Over. We'll just do this one more time. Again. Out. Shifting the weight. And rolling back. Good. How's everybody feel? We're good? Okay. So now we're going to start doing Mu'i. So again, Mu'i, the word Mu'i means fearless or being courageous. And we step into this practice with a sense of, you know, stepping into our life, stepping into the uncertainties of the world, but we do this in a centered way. So let's bring our feet hip width apart, and I'll step back later on as we get in the movement. But we're going to start from a wuji or empty stance. So we're going to soften our knees, bringing our hands to the side. And I want you to take a deep breath. And I want you to lengthen the crown of the head to the sky and root yourself into the earth. Another way to say this is lengthen with dignity from above and integrity from below. Take a deep breath in. Feel what that feels like. Lengthening with dignity, making sure the ball of the foot is touching the earth, therefore your five toes, the blade of the foot and the heels of the foot should be grounded into the earth. Not just touching the floor, but rooted. Now, lengthen with dignity from above and integrity from below. Take a few seconds, breathing in, breathing out naturally. Now, relax your shoulders a little bit more. Widen, feeling yourself expanding beyond the physical body. Widen in relationship with oneself, others, and the universe. Feel the inner connection, the oneness, with the space that is around you and the connection to everyone that you know. Breathe. Deepen forward and back to the space that is yours. Past, present, and future in a single unfolding moment. Taking a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Finding a little bit more relaxation. Soften your brow. Release the jaw, finding some space within your shoulders and relax. Soften the belly. Now deepen. Center yourself with intention, an intention that is inclusive of oneself. At the same time, larger than oneself. The intention that brought us all together into this practice. Now take a deep breath in, and on the out breath, softly and gently, allowing the hands to float up Feel the air around you, not in the race, soften the arms and allow them to just float. Breathing in, hands come up, and then softly and gently coming down. Okay, let's do that one more time. Lengthen, widen, deepen, and center. Take a deep breath in, and on the out breath, breathe the hands up. Softly and gently. Breathe in. When your hands get to shoulder height, and then softly and gently allow them to float down as if resting on a cloud. Now we're going to turn our waist to the left. Right hand in front, left hand back. Relax your shoulders, the hands are not very high. This is called making an invitation. So I want you to sit into this. It's making an invitation for what you want in the universe, what is needed to get you through the day, the month, the year, the thing that is the most important to you. Opening yourself to the universe and making that invitation. Take a deep breath in. Feel what that invitation feels like. See the things that you want in your life occurring in this moment. Now, on the out breath, taking your right hand down, this is the work that we have to do. We want to move those obstacles out of the way, turning our waist back to center, and then advocating for what we want without aggression. Standing in our own power, lengthening, rooted, connected. Let's do that movement again. Turn your waist, making an invitation to the universe. Move obstacles out of the way. Turn your waist. Advocate for what you want without aggression. Standing in one's own power. One more time. Just turn your waist, make the invitation. Really turn, squeezing the kidneys, reaching out, relaxing the shoulders, making the invitation, moving obstacles out of the way. Turning the waist and advocating for what you want without aggression. All right, let's check that out. Okay, so Tai Chi, a lot of people see Tai Chi as something soft. We're gonna do that same movement with voice, all right? So example, we're gonna go open and then we're gonna go, ha, all right? Ha, so we're using our voice to express, letting that out, advocating for what you want without aggression. Right? So being able to use that third chakra, using your voice to speak your truth. All right? So we're just going to do it two times with voice. Here we go. Making the invitation. Moving obstacles out of the way. And advocate. Ha! For what you want without aggression. One more time. Move. Moving obstacles out of the way, turning forward, ha! Advocating for what you want without aggression. Very good, shake that up. Okay, so we're going to go to the next movement. The next movement is reflect or Sankofa. Sankofa means is looking back, getting the wisdom, knowledge, and support from the past and bringing it forward. So here we go. We start off from the beginning. soften, lengthen, widen, deepen. All right, hands to the side, breathe the hands up. Softly and gently. Allow the hands to come down. Now we're gonna turn our waist to the left, making an invitation. Breathe, full twist if you can. Now, right hand moves obstacles out of the way. Whether it be a messy desk or a messy relationship, then advocating for what we want without aggression, standing in our own power. Now this time, again, turning to the left, bringing our right hand in front of the heart, reaching back and looking at our back palm as if we're looking into a mirror. Now take a moment to gather the energy, the wisdom, and support from those who have come before us. Breathing in, turning our waist, again, moving those things out of the way. And this time, bringing that energy forward into the present moment. Again, same movement, turn your waist. Right hand over the heart, left hand, reaching back, gathering the wisdom, support, and knowledge from the ancestors and those who have come before us, moving our obstacles out of the way, starting with a clean slate, and bringing that into this present moment. Now, both hands come down. Take a deep breath. Open and ready to receive. Relax. Shift your weight to the ball of the foot if you find yourself on the heels. And now soften the knees and gather the energy from the earth. Softly and gently, bringing that energy up in front of you. Reaching up towards the sky, looking up, gathering the energy from the universe and allowing the energy to come down. Softly and gently, restoring and replenishing. Breathe. Great, we're doing a good job. Let's shake that out. Everybody with me? You're good? Perfect. Okay, so we're gonna try to get...
There is a question. Somebody says, I feel very uncomfortable in my body and short of breath while doing these exercises. Why can that be? Am I doing something wrong or incorrect?
This is your first time doing this movement. So a part of that uncomfortableness is a little bit of anxiety of maybe possibly getting it right, right? There is no right. There are just movements. And as far as the breathing, just sit into your breathing. Don't worry. I mean, this is a practice. And like I said earlier, this is a training. So there's a difference between training and practice. In training, these are safe places. So we just need to relax in it. The number one word in this practice is relax. Don't tighten, don't stiffen. And then also, sometimes, you know, just being able to be aligned for the first time in a long time can feel difficult and can feel uncomfortable. Just so if the discomfort is in the legs, so standing up and being in this particular position can tighten the legs. It's kind of designed that way, but just relax, just soften, shake it out, and then come back to follow. I hope that answers the question. Yes, no?
Anastasia?
Okay, that's good. So let's try it again. And the thing is that you can do this movement sitting or standing, wherever you feel comfortable. Because right now, this is a very simplified form of mu'i. So I'm going to try it again. Yes? All right. We're going to add two more moves, and then we're going to end it there.
Yes, Sachi, okay? We have like another 5 minutes.
Another 5 minutes. Okay, we'll add one movement, and then we'll do it. So we'll start from restore. So restore is this movement here, coming up and coming down. Turn your waist to the right and to the left. Gather the energy, bringing the energy up. Roll your shoulders back. And now taking your hands, palms, and sending the energy out into the world. Relax. Bring both palms over the thumb. Raise your hands up. And reset. Bring the hands soft in the knees. Bring the hands to the waist. Reset. This is where we do four breaths, taking a deep breath in and a deep breath out. This allows us to reset and reminds us that it's as important to stop that it is to do. Now, release your thumbs, breathe your hands up, reach back. And on the out-breath, embrace your passion like a gentle hug. And since we're running out of time, let's go ahead and wrap ourselves and give us a nice hug, thanking our body for cooperating with us. And breathe, relax, taking an in-breath. And bow to our inner self with love, compassion, and forgiveness. Thank you. Do we have any questions? So that's a really introduction of the embodiment of movement and with along with having affirmations to remind us why we are doing this practice. For the longest time, I've studied martial arts since I was 5 years old. And I've seen a variety of people, they dip in and they dip out. And I realized over a period of time, the key focus was what was the intention? You know, it's like, oh, I want to learn self-defense. Okay, so you learn a movement and then you disappear, right? But nothing changed, nothing evolved. So having an attention that is inclusive of oneself and then larger than oneself, then you can, you know, say, like example I gave last week was that one of my senior students would say, senior in age, he would say that I'm doing this practice for myself to stay healthy. But I'm also doing it for my family so I can be around and see my grandchildren grow up. That is an intention that makes this a lifelong practice. And it helps us to evolve to the individual that we want to be in. So having intention with movement, the movement is like a metaphor for what we want in our lives, right? So, any questions? I could talk all day. I love this practice. So,
yeah, any questions from the panel? Maybe Catherine, do you have a question?
First of all, thank you. That was very good. I have done some Tai Chi before and Qigong in a different session, but this is the first I've done where the emphasis has been turning at the waist. I'm used to folding the qua rather than moving the waist. It took a bit of getting used to it.
Well, yes. In Tai Chi, if you've done Tai Chi and Qigong, the classics tell you energy comes from the feet.
Yes.
And the waist is the navigator, right? Mm. Yeah. And it is expressed in the hands. So, but a lot of people what I've experienced is people can't separate the waist from their hips. And so in this light practice, we are working the waist and extending our, lifting ourselves out of the pelvic girdle so we can actually find that area. And so when we're doing more classical or formal style, finding the qua is makes it a little bit easier.
Yes. Actually, as you're saying, lifting from the pelvic girdle, that's something in recent weeks I've noticed I have difficulty with. I have had quite a bit of surgery. And I'm having help to get releases from an osteopath is really good. But the lifting is not natural to me. Is there anything you'd recommend?
I think it's just, so there is, you know, it's like in yoga, you have twist, right? Mm. And so just sitting in a chair, and the way my teacher would teach us is five, we do the first twist that we would do, it's just 5%. The second twist that we would do is 10%, and then 90 and so forth and so on. That allows us to always come back to the lowest common denominator of our practice and then start anew, fresh, and find out where our limitations are that day, not what we did yesterday and not what we did think we do tomorrow.
Yes. Okay. Yes. My limits vary day to day.
Yes. Day to day. That's how we live, moment to moment.
Yeah.
So yes. Thank you for the question.
Thank you so much. I would like to wrap up this session.
Okay.
So I'll do a little ending. So I put some links and some stuff in the chat. So let me thank you first, Zochi, for giving us this class. It's been beautiful. Thank you so much. I think you've given a lot of richness, and I feel very energized and full of purpose. So your affirmations really work for me. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'll do some closing words, and then I'll give you back the word to close this session with us.
Okay.
So this session has been recorded and we have been streaming live on Facebook. So if you want to rewatch, you can go to our Facebook group, Tech Martial Arts and Healing Arts, and you can check it out. Also, it will be available through the portal for 48 hours. So check it out if you need to, or you want to look back or reflect on what we just did. And the next session on this channel, which is Martial and Healing Arts, is by Bruno Caverna. He's a martial artist and founder of Formless Art, Play Fight, and Liquid Body Practices. He's from Italy, Brazil, and his title is Fullness, Hacking Inner Resistance. Sounds very interesting to me.
Very interesting. Yeah, definitely. And
this wouldn't have happened with sponsorship from Rafe Kelly. So his site is Evolve Move Play. If you have time, check it out. It's evolvemoveplay.com. Upgrade package. Yeah, if you want to have a lifelong access to all the content that we have and all the richness and wisdom that we have on our conference, you can buy a package. We have a 50% discount now. So it's 149 euro, I think. Check it out. It might be interesting to you to buy. We have a lot of teachers here. Definitely a lot of wisdom. Next to that, we have a coffee corner. So after the session, if you feel that you need a sense of community or a sense of being together, because in a webinar setup, we don't have that. Go out and reach out on the coffee corner. There is all day, there are people in the coffee corner and you can meet up and chat a little bit off screen. Zochi's website, is zochi.live. And I think, Zochi, you also wrote a book. You haven't talked about it.
No, I haven't. Yes, it will be released on the 30th, and I'm giving a special offer for the Embody Conference. Those who have attended the Embody Conference, the book will be $10 for all the members who have attended. It covers some of the things I've talked about in this session, but it's gone a little bit more in depth with affirmations, narrations, and photography. It's a beautifully well done book. And all you need to do is go to my website. There'll be a pop-up and that will take you to a contact information. And that just let me know that you've been invited to the conference. And when the book is released on the 30th, I'll let you know, and then you will be able to get it at half the cost that it will be for everyone else.
Okay, and some closing words, Sochi. This, yeah, can you?
I really love this practice, and the one thing I'd like to like as a takeaway, that an embodied practice is something that, you know, we hold the value, and we not only do it in our training halls or our studio, but we take this practice out in the world. And in today's world with COVID and all the other changes, it's more important than ever before to extend our practice to those people that we meet in the world and be examples of what practice can actually, what an embodied practice can actually provide for them. And we change the world one person at a time.